You're listening to Val's Afternoon Tea on BCR FM.
Afternoon and welcome to Val's Afternoon Tea, which is the new name for the show. I thought I'd give a change from lockdown hour because things are starting to come back to life and because afternoon tea is my favourite all-time hobby. So that's the new name for the show. I hope you like it and sure, why not pour yourself a cup of tea and sit down and enjoy the music. We're going Eurovision this week. Much to everyone's surprise, and I know the Eurovision was meant to be in May, but we kind of missed out. So I'm going to do an hour of some of my favourite Eurovision songs, and I've got a couple of requests in there as well. So grab the sparkly jackets and the disco balls and put the dancing shoes on and come and join me for a dance. You've already heard Euphoria. That was the 2012 winner of the Eurovision, and that's for Adele. So just enjoy the rest of the music. We've got loads of cheesy songs coming up and it's going to be a bit of crack anyway. So from 2012 with Euphoria, the Swedish winner, we're going back to 2010 and we're going with the German winner. And this was Satellite by Lena. I really like this song. I also like Jedward were actually in the competition too. So I didn't mind who won out of these two because I have a bit of a thing for Jedward. I just think they're really nice guys and I've memories of chasing them up the escalator in a hotel in Dublin, much to everyone's horror. So this is Satellite by Lena.
I went everywhere for you. I even did my hair for you. I bought new underwear they blew and I wore them just the other day. Love, you know I fight for you. I left on the porch light for you. Whether you are sweet
I have for you. You sometimes make me sad and blue. Wouldn't have it any other way. Love, my aim is straight and true. Cupid's arrow is just for you. I even painted my toenails for you. I did it just the other day. Love, oh love, I gotta tell you how I feel about you. Cause I can go a minute without your love. Like a satellite, I'm in orbit all the way around you. And I would fall out into the night. Can go a minute without your love. Cupid's arrows just for you. I even painted my toenails for you. I did it just the other day. Love, oh love, I gotta tell you how I feel about you. Cause I, oh I, can go a minute without your love. Like a satellite, I'm in orbit all the way around you. And I would fall out into the night. Can go a minute without your love.
I suppose looking back to my first Eurovision memory would be Waterloo by ABBA. I remember, well, I was only six. I'm giving my age away now, aren't I? But never mind. If you know me, you know how old I am. But this one in 1974, and I remember being on the settee at home with my mum and dad, obviously, and trying to keep my eyes open because I really wanted to see who won. And I just remember being fascinated by all the music and really enjoying it. And I think ABBA were worthy winners that year. So this is for Olivia and for also for Gabby, Jimmy and JJ, the cats. Olivia has been known to take these cats for a walk. She's a great friend of mine, and I saw her the other week. We went for a beach walk, minus the cats. So anyway, this is for Olivia.
Why do you?
And I don't know if you've seen Thinking of Waterloo now, the song. And I don't know if you've seen the new movie that's on Netflix. It's the Eurovision Song Contest film, and it's with Will Ferrell in it. It's the story of the Fire Saga. It's brilliant. If you get a chance, do watch it. It's really funny. And if you like Eurovision, this will be just so right up your street. But it's also like a real kind of feel-good, funny movie. There's some real laugh-out-loud moments in it. And it tells the story of Will Ferrell. Well, he's not Will Ferrell, obviously, in the movie. But he's living in Iceland. And the start, I won't give the movie away like I did in the last show, so giving you all the movies away. But in the start of the movie, he's watching Waterloo winning the Eurovision ABBA. And he gets slightly obsessed then with Eurovision. And he's determined that when he grows up, he's going to be in the Eurovision Song Contest. I'm not going to tell you any more than that. You need to watch it. It's great. Even if you're not a fan of Will Ferrell, it's a really good movie and you will be laughing. So I'm going to play a couple of songs from the movie. The first one is Double Trouble. And this is the song that they, well, I'm not going to say it. But anyway, it's the song in the movie. So enjoy it. It's from the story of the Fire Saga, the Eurovision Song Contest.
I saw you, and then all of my eyes turned warning. You turned round, and I suddenly found my glory.
Sometimes I pinch myself, 'cause I don't know. Am I dreaming now? I wanna stop the clocks and hold you close, but I don't know how. Felt this alive, loving you's my 9 to 5. Nothing makes me feel like you do. Up is down, down is up, I don't really give a
what.
I just wanna break every rule.
Sometimes I pinch myself, 'cause I don't know. Am I dreaming now?
You're not dreaming,
I wanna stop the clocks and hold you close.
I'll hold you close,
but I don't.
I think that's really catchy, that song. It's been stuck in my head for a while now, since I watched the movie. So I'm going to keep playing it until I get bored of it. Or maybe I won't. Maybe I'll really enjoy it. So you're listening to Val's Afternoon Tea on BCRFM. And I'm kindly sponsored by Mayo North, the show is. And I'm going to tell you a bit more about some things to do, because I know that chatting to Steve Hogan from America, he really enjoys the bits where I tell you what's going on in Mayo and in Sligo, and it gives you some inspiration of things to do. So I'll tell you more of that in the rest of the show. And we've got loads more cheesy Eurovision songs to come.
You're listening to Val's Afternoon Tea on BCRFM.
So now we're going to go right back to 1981. And I really remember this one very well too. This is probably one of the cheesiest ones, if you can say that they're all kind of cheesy because it's Eurovision and sure it's one big cheese fest, isn't it? So this is Making Your Mind Up by Bucks Fizz. Making Your Mind Up, that actually won the Eurovision in 1981. It won for the UK. There was a big hoo-ha. Do you remember? The girls had the long skirts on and then the fellas ripped the skirts off and then the girls were left with really short skirts. Of course, no one would bat an eyelid these days because everything goes. But back then it was quite racy. I do remember watching it. I do remember all the kind of the hoo-ha about it. So, but anyway, it adds to the show. I really used to like Terry Wogan doing the voiceovers. He does it in the UK. And over here we have Marty Whelan. But I really like Graham Norton too. I think that the comedy that they bring to it is just something else. And I don't think the Eurovision would be as good without the commentators. You kind of need that. And I know that I was telling you about the film, the Eurovision film with Will Ferrell in it. And Graham Norton is actually in the film, and he's doing the voiceover just as he would if it was Eurovision. He's really funny in it too. So again, if you do go and see that, and we'll I'm going to play you another song from the movie. So this is the song along where they all kind of join in singing. So this is like a medley of everything, and again it's from the story of the Fire Saga. So anyway, you can have a listen.
No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside and I can't break through. There's no talking to you. It's so sad that you're leaving. It takes time to believe it. But after all it's said and done, you're gonna be the lonely one. No. Oh.
I suppose why I'm so interested as well in the Will Ferrell Eurovision film is that one of the projects that we're doing in work, or that I'm working on at the moment, is to do with tourism that comes out of pop culture, so like TVs and shows and things like that, music. And because the film was filmed in Iceland, that's one of the things that we're looking at the moment. So I've got to see loads of really cool videos about Iceland. And it would be amazing to go there one day. I actually was hoping to get there this year, but of course, with everything that happened with COVID, nobody's going anywhere. But maybe one day I'll get there and see the Northern Lights and just go exploring, because it does look like a fascinating place. And if you watch that movie at the beginning, there's just fantastic scenes of Iceland. It just looks amazing. So that's very exciting and something to look forward to. And it's really enjoyable working on that project, because it just shows you, back to the ABBA thing, Mamma Mia, that caused huge amount of interest in the Greek island where that was filmed. And people go travelling just to see the places that they've seen on the screen. So it's such an interesting project. And of course, here in Sligo, we have all kinds of different things, and things that you may not have thought about. Spike Milligan's father was from Sligo town. Again, not many people know that. There is actually a plaque up in the town. And if you go on the walking tour with the tourist office that usually runs in the summer, they'll bring you up to that street and you'll see the house where Spike Milligan's father was born. So I just love this project. It's just right up my street. So even with Westlife now that we have in Sligo, there's a Westlife mural, and then there's different places throughout the town that are connected with the band. And there's even a Westlife walking tour taking place in Sligo as well. So that's something to look out for if you're a fan of Westlife, and you may even catch a glimpse of them. I've seen them a few times around the town. Not Nicky, because he lives in Dublin. But I've met Mark and Shane and Kian. I'm always really excited when I meet them. I'm a big, big fangirl and go into fangirl mode. I think the most exciting time was I was walking around Homebase and I bumped into Kian Egan. But anyway, they're very, very nice guys. And I'm really glad they're doing so well for themselves. Fair play to them. And they've certainly put Sligo on the map.
You're listening to Val's Afternoon Tea on BCRFM.
And talking of nice guys and people that put the northwest of Ireland on the map, the next song is from another really nice guy. We're two guys. I only know one of them. Well, know him. I've met him. Charlie McGettigan. He's from Drumshambo in Leitrim. And I work quite near Drumshambo. So last year we were doing Taste Leitrim is another one of my projects. And the Ray Darcy show was out on Acres Lake, which is a lake in Drumshambo, but it has a floating boardwalk on it, so you can walk on water. It's fabulous. And there's also like pedalos that go around. Anyway, Ray Darcy was there for the day, and he was exploring Ireland's hidden heartlands. And Charlie McGettigan was there. And when I pulled up, I didn't realise, but he was actually in the Roadcaster. And he was singing with his grandson, and they were singing Rock and Roll Kids. And this was before anyone turned up. They were just doing a practice run. But the hairs on the back of my neck stood up. It was just me there listening. And I was totally blown away with how fantastic they were live. Fair play to them. You know, Charlie McGettigan's grandson, I think he was only maybe 16, and so good at singing. So anyway, this song, this one, the Eurovision Song Contest in 1994 for Ireland, I think it's actually the last one that we had win. I might be wrong in that. I probably am wrong. But it's the Rock and Roll Kids, and it's Charlie McGettigan and Paul Harrington.
I remember 62. I was 16 and so were you. And we lived next door on the avenue. Jerry Lee was big and Elvis too. blue jeans and blue suede shoes, and we never knew what life held in store. We just wanted to rock and roll forevermore. We were the rock and roll kids. Rock and roll was all we did. And listening to those songs on the radio, I was yours and you were mine. That was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll anymore. Now Johnny's in love with the girl next door, and Mary's down at the record store. They don't wanna be around us no more. Golden oldies, but we hardly speak. Too busy running to a different beat. Hard to understand, we were once like that. How I wish we could find those rock and roll days again. We were the rock and roll kids. Rock and roll was all we did. And listening to those songs on the radio, I was yours and you were mine. That was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll anymore. I was yours and you were mine. That was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll. We just never seem to rock and roll anymore.
Listening to Val's Afternoon Tea on BCRFM, sponsored by Mayo North. And I did say that I'd tell you some of the things that you can do around Mayo North. Now, I know things are gradually coming back to life. I know the restaurants are back open and the ice cream parlours, the coffee shops. I actually went out for coffee last week, which was the first time in 4 months. And I was quite nervous, very nervous probably, because you know, you don't know what's out there or how things are going to be. And with the whole socially distancing thing, I'm just a bit wary. So anyway, I went to a coffee shop. It was fantastic. They had Perspex up between the tables. They took my name and my phone number when I went in. And I felt very safe in there. And I saw them disinfecting tables and everything. So that's really good to know that people are really out there, you know, doing what they're meant to be doing. And we're so lucky where we live, because there are so many places outside that we can go exploring. So I'm going to tell you a bit about some things that you can do. Firstly, the Cager Fields Visitor Centre. I don't know if it's back open yet, but there's a stunning drive just to get down to it. You'll go through Ballycastle. And it's just so amazing. There'll probably be sheep on the road, so be careful if you've not been down there before. And just to watch the Wild Atlantic Way and the waves and everything, it's just something special. Again, Mayo North will tell you all the other things that there are to do. But I also see there's a brand new Museum of Art going to open in Ballycastle. It's Ballinglen Museum of Art. And it's due to open tomorrow, actually, 20th of July. So that looks really good. It's got great write-ups already, and people are very much looking forward to that opening. So that's well worth checking out, and that's just down the road from the Cager Fields Visitor Centre. So we're back to the music again. This time we've got Fairy Tale by Alexander Rybak, and this won the Eurovision Song Contest for Norway in 2009. So here you go.
Thank you.
there you had an epic violin guy, and now we're going to go on to an epic sax guy. This next song didn't actually win the Eurovision at all. It came 22nd in 2010, but it's the music is used in so many different memes these days. And when I said to the family that I was going to do a Eurovision hour, well, Andy held his hands up in horror. And bless him, he's the sound man. He's my sound producer. So he has to listen to all of this a few times. And I'm sure he's not going to enjoy it. But anyway, never mind. But Jono said, you have to play the epic sax guy. So here he is. This is Runaway. And this was by the Sunstroke Project. An epic violinist, and we had an epic sax guy, and now we're just going to have an epic song. This is one of my all-time favorite songs this year, and if the Eurovision was on this year, this would have won, I think. And we're back to Iceland again. This is Think About Things by, I think, well, I say it, well, it's Daddy Freya, I think. Anyway, Think About Things, it doesn't really matter what he's called, it's just a tune.
Baby, I can't wait to know. Be there, so though I know I love you, I find it hard to see how you feel about me. Cause I don't understand you. I yet to learn how to speak. When we first met, I will never forget. Cause even though I didn't know you yet, we were bound together then and forever, and I could never let you go. Baby,
the very sun anywhere that I would rather be. Three birds of a feather, I just hope you enjoy our company. It's been some time and though hard to define, as if the stars have started to align, we are bound together now and forever, and I will never let you go. To say, but either way, at least I'll be there, baby. I can't wait to know, what do you think about things? Believe it, I will always be there, so you can tell me anything and I'll listen.
I think if I could get away with playing a whole hour of that song, I would do that because I really, really like it. I think it's brilliant and I think the video's brilliant. And every time it comes on, I sing, and I actually realise that I probably know all the words to it, which is a miracle because I'm usually rubbish at words. I'm just one of these. I make up the words, I go along and hope that they fit. I don't know if any of you do the same. Let me know if you do. So we're back to things to do in Mayo. The Museum of Country Life, that's near Castlebar, and I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's fantastic. It's free to get in, and they have all these really cool exhibitions. So if you're interested in history and heritage of Ireland, especially that area, go and have a look. There's always different exhibitions, and one that they have on at the moment, it was meant to finish, but because of the lockdown and people not being able to visit, they've carried it on. So I didn't get to see it beforehand, and I'm really hoping that I get there. And if I do, I'll blog about it. So it's the 1950s electric exhibition. So they've got all like the twin tubs, and you know yourself what we would have had, I suppose, growing up. Obviously, if you're young, you wouldn't. But it's really cool. It looks fantastic. The photos look great. And last week I was in the Sligo Folk Park, and they've got loads of really interesting old things too. And they've just had a major revamp, so it's well worth going to see. They've done they've painted the place up, and it looks so clean. And there's so many cool things to see, like old shopfront windows and things like that. And it's a great day out, really. And there's chickens as well. I was chased by a chicken, but anyway, that's nothing unusual. It was just great fun going through there. So that's worth having a look. And so is the museum. So anything like that, I really love anything like that for a day out. There's also Tom Hennigan's Heritage Centre. That's near Foxford. And again, fantastic day out. Tom Hennigan is a gent, a true gent, and he'll tell you all about the place, and you'll have a brilliant time. It's off the beaten track, so worth going to. It's not that far off the beaten track. But yeah, go and have a look at that too. So if you're into your history and your heritage and anything like that, there's loads to see. So next song is another one that didn't win the Eurovision. This came 11th. But it stayed in the Irish charts for 15 weeks. So this was in 2003, and it's We've Got the World, and it's by Mickey Harp.
She stands under moonlight, she touches her hair, her smile lights emotion, and her love fills the air. And I know you're my every tomorrow, and I know that you'll always be there. We've got the world tonight, let's hold on together. And we've got a love that's right, so open your heart. with hope in our eyes. 'Cause love is the answer to the hurt and the lies. And I know you're my every tomorrow. And I know that you'll always be there. We've got the world tonight. Let's hold.
We've got the world. A few other things to tell you about. I probably told you about this one before. This was Bleak Castle. They've got a fantastic museum there too. So we're back onto the museums and the history and everything. The Marshall Doran collection. This is in like the basement of the castle, and they've got all these different outfits, like knights in shining armour. There's swords, there's fossils, like there's massive fossils that are millions of years old. I don't know about millions of years or thousands of years old. It's just fascinating to go, that you'll get a guided tour. I don't think they're back open just yet, but they will be soon, I'm sure, and they'll tell you all about them. Just even when you go around actually our coastline, you'll see all the fossils. I'm always fascinated by them and the history that they have, and you know what they date back to. Just when you think they've been around for so long, you know, and if they could talk even, it would be just fascinating. So next song, you can't have Eurovision without playing this one. It's not actually a song from the Eurovision, but it's Riverdance. And I remember this being shown on the telly, like there was silence. And it still gives me goosebumps to this day. So here's Riverdance.
You're listening to Val's Afternoon Tea on BCRFM.
You're doing your Irish dance into that. I did try. I'd nearly dislocate my knee. So we're flying through the hour, as always. I really enjoy my little slot on BCRFM, and I really enjoy listening to the other shows. I don't know if you've tuned in on a Saturday evening at 5 for Adele's Kitchen Disco. That's great. It'll bring you back to the 90s, and you'll have the dancing shoes on again for that one. It's really worth listening to, but there's some really good shows, and well done to all the presenters. I know we all enjoy what we do. It's a bit of crack, and hopefully if the listeners enjoy it too, it makes it all the better. So again, thanks to Mayo North for being my sponsors, thanks to Andy for being my sound producer, and to BCRFM for giving me the airtime. I'm going to play you out with Hold Me Now by Johnny Logan, this one in 1987, and Johnny Logan, do you see some man for one man? He's still going around in the white trousers. I'm not sure if they're the same ones that he wore in 1987, probably not. But he's brilliant, and he had so many different songs in the Eurovision. I think he had two he sang himself, one he wrote. So three of them, the three that he was a part of, they won. And if we've got any time at the end of the show, we'll slot in some more as well. But if not, just this is Hold Me Now, and I'll speak to you in August. Jeez, August already. And it's actually a year since I've been doing my shows, so there you go. I don't know if I'm getting any better, but I'm still enjoying it. So thanks for listening. This was Val's Afternoon Tea. I'll speak to you next month.
Don't close your heart to how you feel. Dream, and don't be afraid the dream's not real. Close your eyes, pretend it's just the two of us again. Make believe this moment's here to stay. Touch, touch me the way you used to do. I know tonight could be all I'll have with you. From now on, you'll be with someone else instead of me. So tonight, let's fill this memory. For the last time, hold me now. Don't cry, don't say a word, just hold me. Always be together, forever in love. What do you say when words are not enough? Time, time will be kind once we're apart. And your tears, tears will have no place in your heart. I wish I could say how much I'll miss you when you're gone. How my love for you will go on and on. And hold me now, don't cry, don't say a word, just hold me now and try to understand that I hope at last you found what you've been searching for. And though I won't be there anymore, I will always love you. Don't say a word, just hold me now. And I will know though we're apart, we'll always be together, forever in love. What do you say when words are not enough? What can I say now? My words are not enough.